بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our 11th session reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today in this 11th session, inshallah, we're going to cover chapter 21 from Medina Book 1. And this chapter actually doesn't contain any new grammatical points. Rather, this chapter is intended to be a test lesson, or yani a means of reviewing what we have covered, yani from the beginning of the book until here. So this really, this chapter is a test which covers most of what we have covered in this book from the beginning to end. At least all of the fundamental grammatical points are covered in here. There might be a few small matters that might not be covered in this chapter, because this chapter is just really a text, an Arabic text that we're going to read, and that what is intended by it is that it should be read for comprehension. And then there are some questions in the chapter that the students should be able to answer, and that yani is what yani is considered to be the test or the examination, whether or not the student can read the text, comprehend it, and answer the questions that accompany that text. So what we're going to be doing, though, since this is our reading comprehension course, what we're going to be doing is we're going to first, as we normally do, we're going to look at the vocabulary from this chapter, a few words, not that many words. So we're going to have the vocabulary review, which is going to be oral translation from Arabic to English and or English to Arabic. Secondly, we're going to read the and translate the selected text, yani the text from this chapter, identifying new vocabulary words, which they are just a few, and also analyzing grammatical points and word relationships that are contained in this chapter, basically from what we have covered yani in this entire course, yani from the beginning of the course until now. The last two things that we do are going to be listening skills and dictation skills. We'll talk about that in a little bit more detail when we get to it. But for today's session, a little bit different than what we've done before, the grammatical review before the reading and translation of the selected text is going to be just a quick review of some of the most important points that we have covered in this book. So for homework, we had to review the English keys for lesson 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, 13, 16, 18, 19, and 20. So there are some points, grammatical points, in this book that are in other chapters that I didn't ask you to review. I tried to pick out the most important grammatical points that we covered in this book so that you would have a chance to have a quick review to look over some of the grammar points that are covered in the earlier lessons that we have taken. So I had asked you to look at lesson 4 for prepositions and pronouns, lesson 5 for al-idhafa, lesson 8 for al-badal, yani the ism ishara that has a bedal, number 9, lesson 9 for the na'at and the man'ut, lesson 10 for al-asma al-khamsa and additional pronouns, lesson 13 related to plurals, sound plurals and broken plurals, and so on, lesson 16 for plurals of irrational nouns, lesson 18 for duals, and 19 and 20 for the numbers from 1 through 10. So these are some of the most important topics that we took in this book. I wanted you for homework to kind of look over the English key, to look at those points and to refresh your memory. And so I'm just going to go through them very, very quickly, some of the points that are contained in the English keys for these chapters that you had for homework. And then after that, after refreshing your memory on these important grammatical points, then we're going to go to the reading text, and we're going to read it, we're going to translate it, and we're going to attempt to analyze some of the grammatical points or the word relationships in this text. After we do that, then we'll go to the exercises, yani the listening skills exercise and the dictation skills exercise, and we'll conclude this session with that. So we only have one chapter to cover today, chapter 21. It's a review chapter. It's intended to be as a test, yani to read it, to to comprehend it and to be able to answer the questions. We're not going to do the questions. We did them previously when we covered the book. Today we're just going to read and analyze and identify some of the new words that may be contained in this lesson, and also to look at the word relationships, the mubtada and the khabar, the naat and the man'ut, and things like this that that we covered previously. Okay, so what we're going to start with today, we're going to start with the vocabulary review. We're going to start with vocabulary review. And as I said, there are not a lot of vocabulary words in this lesson. So we're just going to take a minute for that. Okay, so what I want you to do, you don't need to look at the book here. All I want you to do is listen up and give me the translation. If I give you an Arabic word, give me the translation in English. I give you an English word, give me the translation in Arabic. Okay, so the first word is ذاكَ. ذاكَ. What is the meaning of ذاكَ? Okay, ذاكَ, it has the same meaning of ذَلِكَ. It means that or that is. Yani the ism ishara that's used to point to something which is far and which is masculine and which is singular. The second word, wasi'un. Wasi'un. What is the meaning of wasi'un? Wasi'un means spacious or vast. The next word, Asia. Asia. Yani it is the name of one of the continents, the continent known in English as Asia. Okay, the next word is Alwan. Alwanun. Alwanun. Alwanun is the plural of alawn. It means color. C-O-L-O-R. The next word is a verb that came in this chapter. Nuhibbu. Nuhibbu. This is the first person plural form of the mudari verb. Nuhibbu. It means we love. And the last word that came in the English key was nuhibbuhu. Nuhibbuhu. Nuhibbuhu, yani, is a combination of the verb that we just had, nuhibbu, plus the pronoun, the connected pronoun, the mir muttasil hu, which represents the third person masculine singular, yani corresponding to huwa. Nuhibbuhu means we love him. We love him. Okay, these are the words that came in the English key. Actually, there are a few more words that came in the Arabic vocabulary, a few more words that came in the Arabic vocabulary. So we're going to take those words. Also, we're going to look at those words. One of those words came in the Arabic vocabulary. The meaning of it is but. But. The meaning of it is but. What is the word for but, Yani? When you want to make an exception about something. I want to go with you, but. But what? Okay, the Arabic word for but is lakin. In the book it came, walakin. Yani, walakin. The next word that came here, that's in the Arabic vocabulary, not in the English vocabulary, the meaning of it in English is desk. D-E-S-K-S, or tables. The desk of the students, or the tables. Okay, this word in Arabic is makatibu. Makatibu, the plural of maktab. The next word is, yani, in English, chairs. Yani, that you sit upon, chairs. In Arabic, this plural word is karasiyu, with shadda on the ya. Karasiyu, and this is the plural of kursi. The next word that came in the Arabic vocabulary is the word for the direction of prayer. Yani, when we face the Kaaba for our prayers, we call this, facing this particular direction is called in Arabic, Al-Qibla. Al-Qiblatu. Al-Qiblatu. Okay, so this is what we wanted pretty much to cover concerning yani the vocabulary review. After this, After this, we want to go to the quick review of some of the grammar. Quick review of some of the grammar that we covered in earlier lessons. So, for homework, I had suggested, encouraged, requested that you review some of the English keys. The first one that I asked you to look at is the English key for lesson number 4. And in this English key for lesson number 4, it's on pages 7 through 10. It deals with two primary things, prepositions and pronouns. Okay, as far as the rule for prepositions, this is a very important fundamental rule. And that rule is that a preposition like min or fi or ala or ila, these are the prepositions that came in chapter 4. The preposition, yani the object of the preposition which follows it, it changes its case from its original case of being marfu'un, the nominative case with dhamma, it changes it to becoming in the genitive case, yani majrur, and the primary sign of that is that it takes kasra. So a word, yani al-baytu, if it was following a preposition, fi al-bayt, it became fil-bayti. Okay, this is a very important rule, and we had prepositions that came in chapters later. This is where it was first introduced in lesson 4. As far as pronouns in this lesson, they gave us the pronouns that are not connected. Personal pronouns like huwa and hiya and ana and anta. And later on in the chapters, in the second half of the book, chapter 10, chapter 12, 13, 14, and 15, we had the remaining pronouns, personal pronouns, plurals, and also we had the connected pronouns, possessive pronouns, in the lessons that follow in the second half of the book, second part of the book. Okay, so this was lesson 4, prepositions and pronouns. Pronouns are basically words that are used to refer back to something or someone that has been already mentioned. And we should also note that the pronoun huwa, for example, refers to a male, a man, a male person, but it also may refer to an inanimate thing if it is classified in Arabic as being mudhakkar. And here, the same thing, it is used to refer to a female, and it may also be used to refer to an inanimate thing if it is classified in Arabic as being mu'annath, feminine. The second chapter I asked you to look at is chapter number 5, on pages 12 and 13, specifically for the main point of that chapter, that is al-idhafa. And the main thing you need to know about al-idhafa, the construct phrase, is that it consists of two parts, two words, the mudhaf and the mudhaf ilayhi. And what we need to know about the idhafa construction is that the mudhaf, the first part of the construct phrase, never takes alif lam or tanween, and the mudhaf ilayhi, the second part, either takes one or the other of them. It either has alif lam or it has tanween. The other thing you need to know about the idhafa construction is that the first part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf, it can have any case ending, i'rab. It can be marfu'un, mansub, or majrur, depending on its function or position in the sentence. As far as the second part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf ilayhi, it is always majrur. And the primary sign of a word when it's majrur is that it is, yani it takes kasra. Okay, the next chapter I ask you to look at is chapter 8. And chapter 8 I ask you to look at specifically for the bedel construction. And there are different types of bedel construction. The one that we had in this course is the bedel construction with the ism ishara. Okay, like for example, you have hadha al-kitabu. Hadha al-kitabu. Hadha al-kitabu doesn't mean this is the book. It means this book. This is a bedel construction. And the bedel construction that we looked at here in this course is the ism ishara, whether it's hadha or hadhihi or dhalika or tilka or the plurals, ha'ulai or ulaika, any ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam, this is what is considered a bedel construction. Okay, hadha kitabun means this is a book, but hadha al-kitab means this book. So the bedel construction consists of the ism ishara and a noun following it alif lam. The ism ishara, yani, generally speaking, yani is the original meaning that you want to convey, and the bedel is yani an additional meaning, and you can exchange one of them for the other. We discussed it in detail previously. Also in this lesson 8, I didn't allude to it, but in this lesson 8 there's also the ism al-maqsoor, Yani the noun that ends with alif. Alif mamduda like Amrika, or alif maksura like Isa and Musa. And what we wanted to note about the ism maksur is that we don't see a vowel, because alif is not a consonant, it doesn't take a vowel, so we don't see its vowel ending. And therefore, its i'rab is not indicated by a vowel sign, dhamma, kasra, or fatha. It is a special type of i'rab that we'll learn in the future. After that, I referred you to lesson 9 for the na't and the man'ut, and this is a very important concept in the Arabic language, the na't and the man'ut, the adjective and the word that it qualifies or describes. And there are four things that you have to note in reference to the na't and the man'ut. Three of them we studied in this course, in this lesson, number 9. And that is that the na't, the adjective, follows the word that it's describing or qualifying. So you say, a new house. In English, new, the adjective comes first, but in Arabic, the adjective, new, comes after. So you say, baytun jadidun. A new house in Arabic, you say baytun first, house, and then jadidun. And this na't, which follows the man'ut, the word that is qualifying, also follows it in four matters. We studied three of them in this course. Yani it has to follow it, meaning agree with it in being definite or indefinite, with alif, lam, or tanween. It has to agree with it in being masculine or feminine, mudhakkar or mu'annath. And it also has to agree with it in its case ending, being marfu or mansub or majrur. And the fourth point, which we didn't cover in this lesson, is that it also has to agree with it in number and being singular, dual or plural, yani mufrad, muthanna, or jam. So that was the main thing in lesson 9, the na't and the man'ut. The relative pronoun in ism mawsool is also mentioned here, alladhi, and in the future lesson, allati, which means who or which. If it's referring to a human being, we translate it as who, and if it's referring to an inanimate thing, we refer to it as which. Also in this lesson came the dharf, inda, and we had some introduction to the dharf even before that. I think we had, initially, the first time we had a dharf was in lesson 5, maybe. Yes, in lesson 5. Okay, so we had the dharf in various lessons, starting with lesson 5. So we had tahta and fawqa and amama and khalfa. So that also came in this lesson, lesson number 9. After that, in lesson 10, I actually look at lesson 10 for the Asma al-Khamsa. Asma al-Khamsa are 5 special words in the Arabic language that whenever they are in idalfa, this is a condition, that when they are in idalfa, they have a special rule, and that is that their i'rab is not dhamma for being marfu'un, or kasra for majrur, or fatha for mansub, but rather the elongation of that vowel. So if it's marfu'un, instead of saying that the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma, we say it is wow. If it is majrur, instead of saying the sign of it being majrur is kasra, it will be the ya that elongates that kasra. And if it's mansub, instead of fatha, we say it is yani alif. Okay, so these are special words that when they're in idalfa, they have a special type of construction and i'rab. And we discussed this previously in the past. Also, pronouns, connected pronouns are introduced in lesson 10, yani the ya al-mutakallam, ha, hu, and ka, and the rest of the connected pronouns and personal pronouns are given in the following lessons, in lesson 12, 13, 14, and 15. After that, I referred you to lesson 13, which basically deals with everything, all types of things related to plurals. There's the sound, masculine sound plural, and feminine sound plural, like muslimun, muslimuna, and muslimatun, muslimatun. These are the sound, masculine and feminine plurals. Then there were 8 patterns for broken plurals also in this lesson, which we discussed in detail when we originally studied this book. And then there were other things related to plurals, plural pronouns, and plural ism ishara in lesson 13 that I wanted you to go back and refresh your memory related to that. In lesson 16, on page 66, 16 and 17, but the core of the lesson is in 16, we had the rule related to irrational nouns, yani plurals for غير عاقل, plurals for غير عاقل. And we said that in summary, that غير عاقل plurals are treated as though they are feminine singular. Are treated as though they are feminine singular. And that means that everything that refers back to them is going to be feminine singular. So the ism ishara is going to be feminine singular, hadihi or tilka. The pronoun is going to be feminine singular, like hiya or ha. The adjective that describes it is going to be feminine singular. The khabar is going to be feminine singular. The verb is going to be a feminine singular verb, like yani kharajat, and so on. So this is the special rule related to plurals for words that are ghayru aqil. They are not human beings or angels or jinns, yani meaning animals or inanimate things or concepts. These are ghayru aqil nouns. The plural of ghayru aqil nouns are treated as though they are feminine singular. Then I referred you to lesson 18, which deals with duals, and it explained to us how the dual form of a word, the muthanna form, is formulated by adding alif and noon. So baytun, if you wanted to make it dual, yani muthanna, you say baytani, yadun, yadani, shajaratun, shajaratani, and so on, like this. Okay, this is how the dual, a noun, is formulated. Also in this lesson, they had the dual for the ism, ishara, hadha. The dual is hadhani, meaning two of them, pointing to two things. And hadhihi, hatani, and also the personal pronoun huwa and the personal pronoun here, their dual is huma. In this lesson, it also covered the word kam, and yani its tamyiz that comes after it is always going to be singular, mansub, accusative, like kam kitaban, how many books, kam sayaratan, how many cars. That's also in lesson 18. In lesson 19 and 20, we dealt with the numbers 1 and 2 coming as a not after the word that is describing, and 3 to 10, the number coming first in an idalfa construction. The number is the mudalf, and the thing being counted, the ma'adud, is the mudalf ilayh. So you say thalathatu kutubin, three books. Thalathatu is the mudalf, and kutubin is the mudalf ilayhi majroor. So this is yani the rule related to the numbers 1 and 2 and 3 to 10. And also we note here that the adad, the number, is always opposite the ma'adud, the thing being counted. Okay, so that's a summary of yani the chapters that I referred you to go back and review for homework. And there are other points yani that we covered in this book. These are some of the most important points, and we're going to see most of that in the reading that we're about to do at this moment. Okay, so this was these were the grammatical points that I selected as being from amongst the most important of what we studied in this course. And inshallah, when we do our reading today, we're going to see most of these things come in the text that we're going to read as we translate it and analyze it grammatically, identifying word relationships and maybe the few new words that came in this lesson. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned exactly, but the chapters that we had the dharf, the adverb in, that is amama and khalfa and tahta and ma'a and inda, were in lessons number 8, just for the record, if you want to go back and check, because I didn't include that in the grammatical points that we studied for this for the preview for this lesson today. But the dharf is introduced first in lesson 5, then it came in lesson 8 and lesson 9 and lesson 10, and also in lesson 15 we had qabla and ba'da, which are dharf al-zaman, yani adverbs of time, indicating time, yani before the salat or after the salat, and so on. I just wanted to make a note of that, because that probably was one of the grammatical points I should have included in the homework assignment. But in any case, yani these are things that we've studied before. The purpose of referring back to the English key for these other points was just to refresh our memory concerning that which we, inshallah, already know. Okay, so at this point, we're going to go to the second part of our lesson after that quick review of the vocabulary. Quick review of the grammar that we've studied in this course. And we're going to go to the text on page 114 and 115. 114 and 115. And what we're going to do now, just to be clear, is that we're going to read this text. We're going to read the text from beginning to end. I'm going to try to stop as much as possible wherever I see a point that we can emphasize yani a particular grammatical point, even if we repeat it again and again and again, just so that we can identify every place where a pronoun came, every place where a mubtada or khabar came, every place where a not and a man'ud came, every place where we have a ghayru aqil plural, where we have a sound masculine plural, a sound feminine plural, or mudhaf ilayh. We want to try to identify those places. As far as the mubtada and khabar, of course, every sentence here is going to have a mubtada and a khabar. So we might not point out everyone, we'll just point out a couple of them. But the other things like the mudhaf and the mudhaf ilayhi, and the naat and the man'ut, and the harf jar, and things like this, and hopefully we're going to try to point them out as much as possible. Ghayru aqil plurals, numbers, adad and ma'adud. We want to try to identify as much of that as we can, inshallah, as we read through this lesson. All right, so let's begin. Page 114. Hopefully everybody has read this lesson. At some point you may have written it out, either in a previous homework assignment or in this one. Everybody, inshallah, has already translated it. I don't know if you translated it orally for yourself or you actually wrote it out. Either way, it's fine. The point is, we want to see if there are points in this text, words, expressions, grammatical constructions that we forgot or we can't recognize or we're not sure about. We want to make sure that when we read through the lesson and we attempt to translate it, that we highlight those things so that when we go over it in the session that follows the homework assignment, you have a chance to get clarification on those things. And since we're not actually having direct communication, so it's important that when you do the homework, you identify somehow the things that you had trouble with or you had difficulty with or you weren't sure about, so that when we go over it in the following session, inshallah, and it can become clear. Okay, so I'm going to read now from the top of page 114. Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna. The 21st lesson. It is entitled Madrasati. And I'm emphasizing the E sound at the end so that we can recognize that this is the first person singular pronoun known as Ya Al-Mutakallim. And it represents Ana. You know, and this is the possessive pronoun, madrasati, meaning my school, madrasati, my school. So what we have here in this particular, in the title, actually we have a mudhaf and mudhaf ilayhi. Okay, this is an idafa construction. Madrasa is the mudhaf and ya al-mutakallim is the mudhaf ilayhi. So that's important to recognize. The first grammatical point in this lesson is al-idafa, mudhaf, mudhaf ilayhi. Now here, just for a little bit of detail here, let me just explain as a reminder to us that Ya al-Mutakallim, the first person, singular pronoun, when it's attached to a noun, it must always be preceded by Kasra. It must always be preceded by Kasra. So actually, even though Madrasa is the Mudhaf, there's nothing changing it from its original case of being marfu'un with Dhamma, except that once you attached the Ya al-Mutakallim to it, the vowel preceding Ya al-Mutakallim, the last vowel of the word, must always be Kasra. Okay, so please note that this Kasra here on Madrasa doesn't mean that Madrasa is Majroor. Rather, that Kasra is because of the Mudhaf ilayhi Ya al-Mutakallim, yani must be preceded by Kasra. Okay, so this is an idafa, mudhaf ilayhi. All pronouns are mabniyun. Therefore, the mudhaf ilayhi ya al-mutakallam, we don't say it's majroor. We say it's mabniyun fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Mabniyun, fixed, fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Okay, remember, all pronouns are mabniyun. Otherwise, the mudhaf ilayhi, its grammatical ruling is that it is mudhaf ilayhi majroor. But here we don't say for a pronoun that it's majroor, we say it is mabniyun. It's fixed. It doesn't change. It's in the place where it should be majroor because it's mudhaf ilayhi. Okay, let's go on and read from the text. I have numbered the lines on this page 114 from 1 through 13. And then on the next page, 14 to 17. So there are actually 17 lines, not 17 sentences, 17 lines in this text. I numbered them just so I can keep track of where I'm at. If you want to number them as we go along, if you haven't already numbered them, that would really be helpful, so that if I say we're on line 3, you know exactly where we're at. Okay. Also, I have identified paragraphs. So this text also contains 5 paragraphs. Okay, so the first line, هذه مدرستي, is also the first paragraph. And if you go down to the 3rd line, that's the beginning of the 2nd paragraph. And if your lines are numbered, when you get to the 7th line, that's the beginning of the 3rd paragraph. And the last line on this page, the 13th line, is the beginning of the 4th paragraph. When you turn over the page, the last paragraph is, yani, it consists of the last 2 lines, that is line 16 and 17. So, if you look at the indention at the beginning of a sentence, you know that's the beginning of a paragraph. There are 5 paragraphs here. The first paragraph is on line 1. The second paragraph is line 3. The third paragraph is line 7. The fourth paragraph is line 13. And the last 5th paragraph is line 16. Okay, again, I numbered them for myself, and I identified the paragraphs for myself so I can know where I'm at and easily identify for you, if you're following me, yani, where I'm reading from, in case you get lost at any time. Okay. Line 1 again, first paragraph begins with hadhihi madrasati, meaning, and you can translate ahead of me if I pause, right? Hadhihi madrasati, this is my school. This is my school. What does it consist of? Hadhihi mubtada, madrasati khabar. There's also in madrasati, yani the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And also the mubtada here is a ism ishara, hadhihi, yani feminine singular ism ishara, pointing to things which are near. And the ism ishara are also mabniyun, so their endings don't change. So we say this hadhihi is the mubtada, and mubtada is marfu'un, right? But here we say it is the mubtada. And it's a ism ishara, so it's mabniyun in the place where it should be marfu'un. Mabniyun fi mahalli arraf. Fi mahalli, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Fi mahalli raf. Okay, so this is mubtada and khabar. We're still on the first line. Hiya qaribatun min al masjidi. Hiya qaribatun min al masjidi. Yani, hiya is referring back to madrasa. It is near, min al-majrasati, near to the masjid. Again, in Arabic, yani near to, we don't say qaribatun ila, we say qaribatun min. Yani with the word qarib, we use min. Yani literally near from. In English, we say near to. In Arabic, we say qaribun min or qaribatun min. Hiya qaribatun min al-masjidi. So hiya is a pronoun. Pronouns are mabniun, but it's a mubtada in the place where it should be marfu'un. Qaribatun is the khabar. So the khabar is always marfu'un. Yani it's feminine, qaribatun, because it's referring back to madrasa, which is feminine. And min al-masjidi is al-jar wal-majroor. Yani a preposition and the object of the preposition that becomes majroor because of min. Min al-masjidi. We're going on, still on the first line. Hiya madrasatun kabiratun laha thalathatu abawabin. Hiya madrasatun kabiratun. Hiya is the mubtada, yani mabniyun, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Madrasatun is the khabar, and it's clearly marfu'un with dhamma. Kabiratun is a na'at describing. Madrasatun is also marfu'un. It's also feminine. It's also singular, like the word that it's describing. The na'at must agree with the man'ut in being masculine or feminine, singular, dual, or plural, definite or indefinite, and yani the case ending. So we see that kabiratun as a na'at describing madrasatun is in agreement with it. It has tanween, it is feminine with ta marbuta, it is marfu'un with dhamma, and it's also singular. Okay, again, this sentence, hiya madrasatun kabiratun, hiya is the mubtada. It's mabniyun in the place where it should be marfu'un. Madrasatun is the khabar. It's marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Kabiratun is a na'at describing madrasatun. So it's also يعني مرفوعٌ with دمة. The rest of the sentence لها ثلاثة أبواب. يعني it is a big school and it has three doors. لها ثلاثة أبواب. Here I'm not going to explain this every time, but here we have لها, which is a جَاءَ المجرور, a preposition, and the object of the preposition. The جَاءَ المجرور شبه جملة is never the مبتدأ of a sentence. Therefore, this is a خبر مقدم. It's a خبر that's advanced, coming ahead of its place. خبر مقدم. The مبتدأ is the number ثلاثة. So ثلاثة is the مبتدأ مؤخر, يعني the مبتدأ that's delayed out of its place. Because normally the مبتدأ comes first, but here the خبر came first, and then the مبتدأ ثلاثة came, and then أبواب is مضاف إليه مجرور. And remember, the numbers from 3 to 10 are always in an idafa construction. The number, thalathatun, is the mudaf, and the word that follows it, the ma'adud, is the mudaf ilayhi majroor. So again, laha thalathatu abwabun, it has, yani meaning the school, it has three doors. Three is the mubtada, laha, the jawal majroor, is the khabr, and abwabun is mudaf ila, mudaf ilayhi, mudaf to thalatha. We're on line 2 now, right? We're on line 2. أَبْوَابُهَا مَفْتُوحَةٌ الْآنَ. أَبْوَابُهَا مَفْتُوحَةٌ الْآنَ. The meaning? What is the meaning? أَبْوَابُهَا, ha is referring back to the school, its doors are مَفْتُوحَةٌ, open, الْآنَ, right now. So, أَبْوَاب is the مُبْتَدَى, ha is مُضَافُ إِلَيْهِ, مَفْتُوحَةٌ is the خَبَر, مَرْفُوٌ with ثَمَّ. And الآن, يعني, is a ظرف الزمان. يعني, it's an adverb of time, or what is known as مَفْعُولٌ فِيهِ. And we'll study that in detail in, يعني, in a future level. نعم. Okay, that's the end of the first paragraph. Now we're going to paragraph 2, line number 3. This is the third line of this text. هذه مدرستي is the first line. ثلاثة أبواب begins the second line. And this is the third line. يعني في المدرستي. The third line is the beginning of the second paragraph. This is a new paragraph. في المدرستي فصول كثيرة. Meaning, in the school are فصول, classrooms, كثيرة, many. In the school are many classrooms. Again, في المدرسة is جاء والمجرور. It's a preposition, and the object of the preposition, it will never be the مبتدا. So this is again a خبر مقدم. It's a خبر that's coming ahead of its place. So فصول here is the مبتدا actually. مبتدا مؤخر. The مبتدا that's delayed, coming second when it normally should come first. And the rules for this we'll discuss, or we have mentioned previously, and we'll discuss them in the future in greater detail. But what is important here is fil madrasati, this preposition and the object of the preposition is the khabar, advanced, and fusul is the mubtada, delayed, and kathiratun is a not describing fusul. Fil madrasati, fusulun kathiratun. In the school are many classrooms. Here we want to note that fusul is a ghayru aql plural. It's a ghayru aql plural that we had in lesson 16. Therefore, the not describing it is going to be feminine singular. Because remember, the غير عقل plural is treated as though it's feminine and singular. So we use the feminine singular not to describe فصول. فصول كثيرة. Many classrooms. Going right along. هذا فصلنا. Meaning, this is our classroom. هذا is the مبتدا. مبني in the place where it should be مرفوع. فصل is the خبر مرفوع with ضمة. And نا is مضاف إليه. It's connected in إضافة to فصل. فصل نا. It's مضاف إليه. Pronouns are مبنيون. So we don't say it's مجرور. We say it's يعني مضاف إليه. مبنيون in the place where it should be مجرور. And by the way, هذا is the مبتدا. As I said, فصل is the خبر and نا is مضاف إليه. وهو فصل واسع. وهو فصل واسع. Meaning, it is a vast or spacious classroom. It is a spacious classroom. Here we have huwa is the mubtada, faslun is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma, wasiun is a na'at, also marfu'un with dhamma. The na'at must agree with the man'ut. So we see that wasiun, like faslun, is indefinite with tanween. It's masculine, mudhakkar, like fasl. It's also marfu'un, like fasl, and it is singular, like fasl. It's agreeing with it in all four areas. Continuing, fihi nafidhatani kabiratani. In it, referring to the fasl, in it are two large windows. Here again we have fihi ja'ul majrur shibh jumla. This is the khabar muqaddam. It's advanced ahead of its place. And nafidhatani is the mubtada. Kabiratani is a na'at describing it. Nafidhatani is the mubtada. And also we want to note that it is a dual muthanna word. It's a dual muthanna word. Alright, so therefore the na'at describing it also has to be dual. Nafidhatani kabiratani. And by the way, yani the dual words, they have a different i'rab. They have a secondary sign of i'rab. So even though nafidhatani is the mubtada, and the mubtada is always marfu'un, but the sign of it being marfu'un is a secondary sign. It's not dhamma, rather it is alif. Nafidhatani. That aleph is the sign that it is marfu'un. That's the secondary sign. We're going to study that in level 3 in detail. We're in the second paragraph, line 4. Yani, the first word on line 4 is nafidhatani, followed by kabiratani. We already translated. We're going right along. وَفِيهِ مَكَاتِبُ وَكَرَاسِيُّ وَفِيهِ, yani referring back to the classroom, in it are مَكَاتِبُ وَكَرَاسِيُّ are tables or desk and chairs. Here I want to note, makatib is a broken plural. It's not a sound plural. From maktab, makatib, on the pattern of mafa'il. And karasi is also a broken plural. Yani from kursi. And it's on the pattern of mafa'il. Mafa'il. Okay, it has shadda on the ya. In it are desk, tables and chairs. Going along, wafihi sabburatun, with shadda on the back. Wafihi sabburatun kabiratun. Wafihi sabburatun kabiratun. And in it is a big or large writing board. Board to write on, chalkboard. Or a whiteboard, whatever kind of board it is, right? Fihi sabburatun kabiratun. Here we have jawal majrur, the shibh jumla being the khabar. Fihi is the khabar muqaddam. Saburatun is the mubtada muakhar, delayed mubtada. It's marfu'un with dhamma. Kabiratun is a na'at describing it. It's also marfu'un with dhamma. It's also feminine with tarmabuta. It's also singular. And it's also yani indefinite with tanween. Because the na'at kabiratun has to agree with the man'ut saburatun in those four areas. Going along, هذا مكتب المدرس وذاك كرسيه. هذا is the مبتدأ, مكتب is the خبر, المدرس is مضاف إليه مجرور. واو is واو العطف, a conjunction, right? ذاك is a new مبتدأ, and كرسيه is خبر, and the هو in كرسيه, the هو is مضاف إليه. Yani, it's a pronoun, so it's mabniyun in the place where it should be majroor. Yani, mudhafun ilayhi, mabniyun in the place where it should be majroor. Okay, the meaning, hadha maktabul mudarrisi wa dhaka kursiyuhu. This is the desk of the teacher. Mudhaf, mudhaf ilayhi. Wa dhaka kursiyuhu, and that is his chair. Dhaka has the same meaning, we said, as what? Dhalika. We're still on line 5, second paragraph, middle of the line. وَتِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ التُّلَّابِ وَقَرَاسِيُّهُمْ وَتِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ التُّلَّابِ وَقَرَاسِيُّهُمْ. And that is, or those are, the desk of the students and their chairs. Here we want to note, ذَاكَ أَتِلْكَ is the مُبْتَدَى, Makatib is the khabar. Tulab is mudawfun ilayhi. Waw al-Atif followed by Yani kursiyuhum and their chairs. Yani those are the desk of the students and those are the chairs of them, of the students. Okay, what I want to note here is that makatib is a broken plural from maktab. Makatib on the pattern of mafa'il we had in lesson 13. And since it's a ghayru aql plural, then we are treating it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara referring to a tilka is feminine singular. Remember, ghayru aql plurals are treated as though they're feminine singular. The ism ishara, the dhamir, the pronoun, the verb, the relative pronoun, ism mawsool, all of these things are going to be feminine singular. Not the khabar, everything is going to be feminine singular. Ghayru aql for ghayru aql plurals. Okay, so tilka is the ism ishara feminine singular because it's referring to a ghayru aql plural. Even though makatib is the plural of maktab, which is masculine, but in the plural form we treat it as though it's feminine singular. Tilka is the mubtada, makatibu is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma, at-tulabu is mudawfun ilayhi, majrur with kasra, wa qarasiyuhum and their chairs. Qarasi is a mubtada, is a mudawf, and hum is the mudawf ilayhi, it's a pronoun, so it's mabniun in the place where it should be. Majroor. Line 6. We're still in paragraph 2. Line 6. Maktabu al-mudarrisi kabirun wa makatibu at-tullabi saghiratun. The meaning, maktabu al-mudarrisi kabirun. The desk of the teacher is big. Wa makatibu at-tullabi saghiratun. And the desk of the students are small. Maktab is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma. Al-mudarris is mudawfun ilayhi, majroor with kasra. Kabirun is the khabar, marfu'un with dhamma. Then we have waw al-atif. Then we have another sentence, wa makatibu at-tullabi saghiratun. Makatib is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma. At-tullab is mudawfun ilayhi, majroor with kasra. And saghiratun is the khabar, marfu'un with dhamma. Here the khabar saghiratun is feminine singular because what is referring to makatib. And even though makatib is the plural of maktab, which is masculine, but here in the plural form, yani the plural for ghayru aql, yani plurals of ghayru aql are treated as though they are feminine singular. So makatibu, yani is a mubtada, and saghiratun is a khabar feminine singular word because it's referring back to the plural of a ghayru aql word, makatib. Next paragraph, this is the third paragraph. Line 7 is the third paragraph. You see there's an indentation here. Fi faslina asharatu tullabin. In our classroom are 10 students. Again, fi faslina is jaw al-majrur, preposition and its object. The jaw al-majrur preposition and its object, shibh jumla, is never the mubtada. So this is the khabar muqaddam, asharatu is the mubtada muakhir, delayed mubtada. So asharatu is the mubtada marfu'un with dhamma. Tulabin is the mudawf ilayhi, majrur with kasra. Going right along. Wahum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Wahum min biladin mukhtalifatin. So here hum is the mubtada. Min biladin is jawal majrur khabar. Mukhtalifatin is a na'at. Yani, hum min biladin. Mukhtalifatin is a na'at describing bilad. Yani, min biladin is the khabar. Mukhtalifatin is a na'at describing bilad. So, yani, bilad here is a ghayru aql plural. Therefore, the na'at describing it is feminine singular. Even though bilad is the plural of balad, which is masculine, but because it's ghayru aql plural, then we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So, the na'at describing bilad is feminine singular. Going right along, هذا محمد وهو من الياباني. هذا is the mubtada, محمد is the khabar. واو العطف, هو is a new mubtada, من الياباني, جاء المجرور is the khabar. Yani this is Muhammad and he is from Japan. On line 8, paragraph 3, وَهَذَا خَالِدٌ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصِّينِ. And this is Khalid, and he is from China. Same structure as the previous sentence, Hadha is a mubtada. Yani it's mabniun in the place where it should be marfuun. Khalidun is the khabar marfuun with dhamma. Wa'al ataf, huwa is a pronoun. Yani it's the mubtada, new mubtada. It's in the place, mabniun in the place where it should be marfuun. Min as-seen, the jawal majroor is the khabar. Going right along, wahadha ahmadu wa huwa min al-hindi. And this is Ahmed, and he is from India. What I want to note here is that Ahmed has a single vowel dhamma. And he hadha as the mubtada, Ahmed is the khabar. But here, Ahmed doesn't have alif lam, nor does it have tanween. And that's because it's from those type of words that are mamnu min as-sarf. We're going to take that as the last topic. All the categories of words that are mamnu min as-sarf in lesson 22 next week, inshallah, 22 and 23. Hadha Ahmadu, this is Ahmed. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْهِنْدِي. Going now to the next line, line 9, paragraph 3. وَهَذَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ غَانَى. Meaning, and this is Ibrahim. And he is from Ghana. From Ghana. Here we want to note, right, that هَذَا is مُبْتَدَى, Ibrahim is خَبَر. Ibrahim also doesn't have alif lam or tanween. It's a foreign proper noun. Meaning, those words that are mamnoom and asarf doesn't take tanween. وَهُوَ مِنْ غَانَ. Here we have غَانَ being the object of the preposition min. But we don't see it taking kasra. That's because in lesson 8 we had that which is referred to as al-ism al-maqsoor. Nouns that end with alif. Either alif mamduda as in this word, or alif maqsoora as in Isa and Musa. These types of words that end with alif, we don't see the vowel ending. That's why we don't see a kasra here. This is called Ism maqsoor. Going right along, وَهَذَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَهُوَ مِنْ نَيْجِيرِيَا. And this is Ismail, and he is from Nigeria. And what we want to note here is, Ismail is also a foreign proper noun, it's مَمْنُوم وَنَسَرْفِ, it doesn't take tanween, and Nigeria is a ism maqsoor. Yani, so even though it's the object of the preposition min, we don't see it taking kasra. وَهَذَا يُوسُفُ وَهُوَ مِنْ إِنْكَلْتَرَّى. Meaning, and this is Yusuf, and he is from England. All we want to note here is, again, Yusuf is a foreign proper noun, doesn't take tanween, and إِنْكَلْتَرَّى, yani, is a ism maqsoor, ends with alif, so we don't see the vowel kasra, since it is the object of the preposition min. We don't see it because it's ism maqsoor, it's a word that ends with alif, and therefore we don't see the i'rab, any indication in its vowel changing. Going right along, وَهَذَا بَيْرَمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ تُرْكِيَّ وَهُوَ مِنْ تُرْكِيَّ. And this is Bayram, and he is from Turkey. Again, Bayram is a foreign proper noun, doesn't take, it's مَمْنُوَ مِنَ الصَّرْف, doesn't take tanween. And again, also مِنْ تُرْكِيَّ. The word here is also ism maqsoor. It's the object of the preposition, but we don't see the kasra. وَهَذَا عَمَّارٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ مَالِيزِيَ. عَمَّار, yani with shadda on the mean. This is a masculine proper noun. It takes tanween. It's not a foreign proper noun, so it takes tanween. وَهَذَا عَمَّارٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ مَالِيزِيَ. Again, Malaysia is the object of the preposition min. It's ism maqsoor, so we don't see the indication of it being majroor by kasra. We don't see the kasra. وَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ with shadda on the ya, وَهُوَ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. And this is Ali, and he is from America. Again, أَمْرِيكَ is ism maqsoor, ends with alif. We don't see the vowel, the case ending, changing because of the preposition min. It's the object of the preposition. It is majroor, but the sign of it being majroor, we don't see it. This is the type of i'rab that we'll discuss in level 3. وَهَذَا أَبُو بَقْرٍ وَهُوَ مِنْ الْيُونَانِ. Here, what we want to note, هَذَا is the مُبْتَدَى, أَبُو بَقْرٍ is the خَبَر, أَبُو is the خَبَر, بَقْرٍ is the مُضَوْفِ إِلَيْهِ. Here we want to note that this word Abu is from Al-Asma Al-Khamsa, the five special nouns that when they're an idafa, this is an idafa construction. Abu Bakrin, that's an idafa construction. Abu is the mubtada, is the mudaf, and Bakrin is the mudaf ilayhi majroor with kasra. So when these five words, Ab and Akh and Dhu and so on, when these words are in idafa, then their i'rab, if they're marfu'un, they take waw. If they're mansub, they take alif, aba. And if they are majrur, they take ya. You say abi. Yani an abi hurayra. Yani it's majrur. Sign that it's majrur is kasra. Here it is the khabar. The khabar is marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is a secondary sign. It's waw, not dhamma. Okay, Bakrin is mudawf ilayhi majrur. Sign that is majrur is kasra. Huwa min al-yunan. Here we have the preposition min, and al-yunan, the object of the preposition being majrur. Sign that is majrur is kasra. Going down to line 13, the last line on this page, this is the beginning of the fourth paragraph. Line 13. Hum, Mani, referring back to those students. Yani the students that were above mentioned, Muhammad and Khalid and Ahmed and Ibrahim and so on. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Meaning, they are from different countries. They are from different countries. Here what we want to note is, hum is the mubtada, min biladin, ja'u al-majrur is the khabar, and mukhtalifatin is a not describing bilad. Okay? So, bilad, because it's a ghayru aqil plural. Ghayru aqil plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular, so the not describing it, mukhtalifatin, is a yani feminine singular not. But we see as a not, it has to agree with biladin being majrur, even though yani, because it's a ghayru aqil plural, we don't see it in agreement in the other areas, but it's agreement with it in being, in the case ending being majrur. طيب هم من بلاد مختلفة ولغاتهم مختلفة وألوانهم مختلفة. So here we want to say, يعني لغاتهم, this is also غير عقل plural. It's a sound plural, sound feminine plural. جم المؤنث السالم. It's a sound feminine plural, but it's غير عقل. Therefore, the adjective مختلفة describing it is going to be feminine singular. Same thing with ألوانهم. Alwan, yani, is a غير عقل plural. So the adjective describing it, yani, مختلفة, is going to be, yani, feminine singular. So we have لغاتهم, their languages are different. وألوانهم, and their colors are different. What we want to note here is the غير عقل plurals, yani, everything referring back to it is going to be feminine singular. يعني لغاتهم مختلفة. يعني لغاتهم is a مبتدأ. المختلفة is a خبر. يعني نعم it's a خبر. And ألوانهم, يعني ألوان is a مبتدأ. المختلفة is a خبر. And the هم, the pronoun attached to these words, is مضاف إليه, يعني مبني in the place where it should be مجرور. The end of line 13, last word on this page 114, says ولكن. This word, lakin, means but. Meaning, they are from different countries. Their languages are different. Their colors are different. But, walakin, but, deenuhum, we're turning to page 115, top of the page, line 14. Walakin, deenuhum wahidun. Warabbuhum wahidun. Wanabiyuhum wahidun. Waqiblatuhum wahidatun. Hum muslimuna, walmuslimuna ikhwatun. Okay, so this last statement, beginning from the last word on page 114, lakin, but, deenuhum wahidun. But, their deen is one, yani the same. Warabbuhum wahidun, and their rabb is one, meaning the same. Wanabiyuhum wahidun, and their prophet is the same. Waqiblatuhum wahidatun, and their qibla is one, it's the same. Hum, why is that so? Because, hum muslimuna, they are Muslims. Wal muslimuna ikhwatun, and the Muslims are brothers. Here what I want to note, yani, is that notice that deenuhum wahidun, rabbuhum wahidun, nabiyuhum wahidun, but here qiblatuhum wahidatun. That's because wahidatun is referring to what? Qibla. And qibla is feminine. Qibla. So therefore, yani, their religion is one, their rabb is one, their prophet is one, their qibla, feminine word, is also wahida. Yani, how do we make the word wahid feminine? By adding ta marbuta. Hum muslimuna, they are Muslims. Wal muslimuna ikhwa, and the Muslims are brothers. Here I want to note that Al-Muslimuna is a sound masculine plural. And Ikhwa is a broken plural. Jam taksir, broken plural that we had. Broken plural patterns we had in lesson 13. Line 16, this is the beginning of a new paragraph. The fifth and final paragraph, 16 and 17. Line 16, هذا مدرسنا اسمه الشيخ بلال وهو من المدينة وهو رجل صالح نحن نحبه كثيرا. Line 16, هذا مدرسنا. هذا is مبتدا, يعني اسم إشارة مبني in the place where it should be مرفوعٌ. مدرس is the خبر مرفوعٌ with ضمة, and the pronoun, the mere attached pronoun, متصل pronoun, نا is مضاف إليه. مبنيٌ, يعني pronouns are مبنيٌ, so it's in the place where it should be مجرور. Why مجرور? Because it's مضاف إليه, it's مضاف to مدرس, مدرسنا, this is our teacher. اسمه الشيخ بلال, his name is شيخ بلال. Again, we have attached pronoun. اسمه. اسمه. يعني the pronoun who is مضاف إليه. مبني. It's مضاف إليه. But because it's مبني, we don't say it's مجرور. مضاف إليه مجرور. We say it's مضاف إليه in the place where it should be مجرور. في محل جر. هو من المدينة. Here we have what? من المدينة. جاء. A preposition. And the مجرور. Many the object of the preposition being majrur with kasra. هو رجل صالح, يعني هو is the مبتدا, رجل is the خبر, صالح is a not. Okay, so رجل is مذكر, صالح is مذكر, masculine. رجل is indefinite with تنوين, صالح indefinite with تنوين. رجل is مرفوع with ضمة, صالح is مرفوع with ضمة. And also a fourth matter is رجل is singular, مفرد, so صالح is singular. The not has to agree with the man'ut in these matters. The last statement, نَحْنُ نُحِبُّهُ كَثِيرًا, يعني we, نَحْنُ, this is a pronoun, personal pronoun, نَحْنُ, and then we have the مضارع verb, نُحِبُّهُ, this came in this lesson as a new word, نُحِبُّهُ, يعني we'll study يعني the مضارع verbs in the future. What we want to say is, نُحِبُّ is the مضارع verb, هُو, نُحِبُّ is the مضارع verb, هُو is a pronoun, it's the object of the verb. But the object of the verb is normally, and we say that it's mansub, and the sign that it's mansub is fatha, but here, this object of the verb is a pronoun. Pronouns are mabniun, so we say it is in the place where it should be mansub. في محل نصب. We don't see it taking fatha because it's mabniun. What هو من المدينة هو رجل صالح نحن نحبه. Okay, I'm sorry. نحن نحبه. نعم نحبه. So here what I wanted to say is نحبه, يعني who is the object of the verb, يعني it's مفعول بي, but it's مبني في محل نصب. And كثيرا, يعني the meaning of this here, كثيرا, also we're going to learn in level 3 or 4, نحن نحبه كثيرا, the meaning is نحن نحبه حبا كثيرا, we love him with a lot of love, plenty of love. يعني this is a مفعول مطلق, we'll study that in lesson and in level 3 or 4. Okay, that's the end of what we wanted to cover in terms of the reading of the text and the looking at the word relationships, the grammatical points that we've studied previously and that we reviewed for homework this week. Okay, after this we want to go to the exercises for this particular session. We have two exercises. Any listening skills exercise, we're going to read each statement or question or sentence twice. And all we're going to do here is, we're going to listen the first time and translate orally the second time. So you don't have to write anything here, except if you have your pad and you want to just write, yani, some numbers to indicate, yani, to check if you got the translation right, or yani, put an X if you missed it. You can get a pad. For the listening exercise, we're going to do 10 statements, questions or answers, 10 statements. So you can number it 1 through 10 and just put a check every time you get one right. By the time you get to 10, if you got 10 checks, that means you have mumtaz. Alright, so this is just for listening. You don't have to write anything. All you have to do is translate orally. I'm going to read each statement twice. The second time, I want you to translate it orally. I'll pause for a minute and then I'll give the oral translation meaning. So you can put a check next to it when you have gotten it correct. Listening exercise. I'm going to read each sentence or statement twice. Number one. في المدرسة فصول كثيرة. Again, translate orally. في المدرسة فصول كثيرة. Meaning, in the school are many classrooms. Number two. هذا فصلنا وهو فصل واسع. Translate orally. هذا فصلنا. This is our classroom. وهو فصل واسع. And it is a spacious classroom. Number three. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. Translate orally. فيه يعني في فصلنا فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. Meaning, in it, in our classroom, in it are نافذتان كبيرتان. Two large windows. Number four. وفيه مكاتب وكراسي. وفيه سبورة كبيرة. Two statements here. وفيه مكاتب وكراسي. And in it are مكاتب, desk, وكراسي, and chairs. وفيه سبورة كبيرة. And in it is a سبورة كبيرة, يعني a large writing board. Number five. هذا مكتب المدرس وذاك كرسيه. Translate orally. هذا مكتب المدرس. Meaning, this is the desk of the teacher. وذاك كرسيه. Meaning, and that is كرسيه, his chair. Number six. وتلك مكاتب الطلاب وقراسيهم. Translate orally. وتلك مكاتب الطلاب. Meaning, and those are the مكاتب, the desk of the طلاب, students. وقراسيهم, and their chairs. Number seven. مكتب المدرس كبير ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. Translate orally. مكتب المدرس كبير. Meaning, the desk of the teacher is big or large. ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. Meaning, and the مكاتب, the desk of the students, are صغيرة, small. Number eight. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. Translate orally. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. Meaning, in our classroom are 10 students. This I should have added to this sentence one more part for number 8. وهم من بلاد مختلفة. وهم من بلاد مختلفة. Translate orally. وهم من بلاد مختلفة. And they are from بلاد مختلفة. Different lands or different countries. Number 9. هذا محمد وهو من اليابان. Translate orally. هذا محمد وهو من اليابان. This is Muhammad. And he is from Japan. This is Muhammad. And he is from Japan. Number 10, and this is the final sentence for listening skills. وهذا خالد وهو من الصين. Translate orally. وهذا خالد وَهُوَ مِنَ الصِّينِ. And this is Khalid. And he is from China. And he is from China. Okay. Hopefully everybody got them all right, or at least the majority of them. Any listening skills are very, very important in terms of benefiting from the Arabic language. You want to be able to listen to the Quran and understand something of what you're hearing. If you are in the prayers and the Quran is being recited, you want to understand something of what you're hearing. If you go to a lecture and the Sheikh is speaking in Arabic, you want to understand something of what you hear. You're not going to have a book in front of you. So you have to what? You have to train your listening skills. Okay, finally, the last thing we want to do today is the dictation skills. And as we mentioned previously on numerous occasions, yani we're going to read each sentence or statement or question 3 times. Okay, here, not only are we going to be listening, but we're going to be writing. The first time, just listen for comprehension and maybe memorization of what you hear. So when you get ready to write it, you know what you're going to have to write. The second time, I want you to write what you hear. Try to write it out. Read a little bit slower, and I'll give you a chance to try to write it out. The third time is to catch what you may have missed. If you missed any words, you get another chance to write what you may have missed, or to confirm that what you have written is correct, that you have written it correctly. So we're going to read 3 times. First time, just listen up, try to comprehend what you hear. Second time, try to write. And third time, check to make sure what you have written is correct, or to catch any words that you may have missed. Okay. We're going to do, honey, al-imla, dictation. Okay, this dictation, we're going to do 10 sentences. So you're going to number your page to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to be writing with you, inshallah. You know, if I'm reading a little bit fast, somebody send me a note. But yani, we don't want to just give it like letter by letter. We want to make it like as though it's, and you're really trying to listen and write what you hear. You want to do something close to real dictation. It's going to be slower than what you would normally hear if you were listening to a lecture. But nonetheless, we don't want to put it on zero speed. We want to make it a little bit close to something like reality. Okay. So imla is going to be 10 sentences. And we're going to read each one 3 times. First time, listen up. Second time, try to write. Third time, yani, check what you have written or catch any words that you may have missed. Number one. Hadihi madrasati. That's it. Okay? Let's try to write. Hadihi madrasati. Hadihi madrasati. Madrasati. Hadi madrasati. This is my school. Number 2. Hiya qaribatun min al masjidi. Okay, let's try to write. Hiya qaribatun min al masjidi. Okay, let's check what we've written. Hiya qaribatun min al masjidi. It is, yani my school, it is near to the masjid. Hiya qaribatun min al masjidi. Number 3. Hiya madrasatun kabiratun laha thalathatu abwabin. Let's try to write it. Hiya مدرسة كبيرة لها ثلاثة أبواب. Okay, let's go over it again. هي مدرسة مدرسة كبيرة. يعني it is a big school. هي مدرسة كبيرة. And it has 3 doors. لها ثلاثة لها ثلاثة أبواب. هي مدرسة كبيرة لها ثلاثة أبواب. Number four. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Let's try to write. أبوابها مفتوحة. الآن. الآن. Let's check what we have written. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Its doors, the doors of the school are open right now. Number five. This number five actually is a little bit long sentence. It's a little bit long. So I'm going to give you a little bit more time to write it, inshallah. Number five. هم من بلاد مختلفة ولغاتهم مختلفة وألوانهم مختلفة. Alright, so there are three points in this sentence number five. So we're going to take it piece by piece. Let's try to write it, okay? Slowly. هم من بلاد بلاد مختلفة 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 هم من بلاد مختلفة. I don't know if I read that as مختلفة أو مختلفة, but in any case it should be هم من بلاد مختلفة. Again, هم من بلاد مختلفة. They are from different countries. ولغاتهم مختلفة. ولغاتهم. ولغاتهم. And their languages are مختلفة. 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 ولغاتهم مختلفة. وألوانهم. وألوانهم. وألوانهم مختلفة. مختلفة. That sentence, that statement number five. Okay, let's go over it one last time. Check what you have written. هم, يعني they, the students, are من بلاد مختلفة. They are from different countries. ولغاتهم, and their languages are مختلفة, different. وألوانهم, and their colors are مختلفة, different. نعم. Sentence number six. Sentence number six. ولكن دينهم واحد وربهم واحد ونبيهم واحد وقبلتهم واحدة. Okay, this is also a long sentence, so we're going to take our time and write it down in pieces. Let's try to write it. ولكن دينهم ولكن دينهم واحد. So this word is going to come a lot. واحد. ولكن دينهم واحد وربهم واحد وربهم واحد وربهم واحد ونبيهم واحد ونبيهم 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 واحد وقبلتهم واحدة وقبلتهم 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 واحدة واحدة feminine. Okay, let's go over it one more time. Check what you have written. ولكن دينهم واحد وربهم واحد ونبيهم with shadd on the ya ونبيهم واحد وقبلتهم واحد واحدة واحدة feminine. نعم. Number 7. هم مسلمون والمسلمون إخوة. Let's write it. هم مسلمون. هم مسلمون. والمسلمون. والمسلمون. والمسلمون إخوة إخوة. It's number 7. Again, let's go over. هم يعني these students. هم مسلمون. They are Muslims. والمسلمون إخوة. And the Muslims are brothers. Number 8. هذا مدرسنا اسمه الشيخ بلال. Let's write it. هذا مدرسنا مدرسنا هذا مدر with shadd on the ra مدرسنا اسمه الشيخ بلال. Let's check what we have written. هذا مدرسنا. This is our teacher. اسمه His name is الشيخ بلال. شيخ بلال. هذا مدرسنا اسمه الشيخ بلال. Number 9. وهو من المدينة وهو رجل صالح. Let's write it. وهو من المدينة وهو رجل صالح صالح. Okay, let's check what we have written. وهو من المدينة وهو رجل صالح. يعني وهو من المدينة and he is from مدينة وهو رجل صالح and he is a righteous man. In the last sentence number 10. نحن نحبه كثيرا. Let's write it. نحن نحبه نحبه كثيرا. Again, let's check what we have written. نحن نحبه كثيرا. We love him much, a lot. Okay. I think our dictation skills drill today was a little bit lengthy. And a couple of sentences, a little bit lengthy. And since we're near the end of this course, I hope that yani we're getting better at dictation. So it might have been a little more challenging today, but since we're at the end of this course almost, then hopefully we are a little bit more prepared yani for dictation than we were in the beginning. And so the sentences, you know, are sometimes a little bit longer intentionally. because hopefully, yani, by now we are actually able to, you know, write better, comprehend what we hear, retain the information, and be able to put it in writing better than we were in the beginning, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So, we're going to stop with this here at this point and just remind everyone that next week, inshallah, will be the last session, session number 12, in which we're going to take the last topic of this book in lessons 22 and 23, that is, yani the different categories of words that are mamnoom and sarf that don't take ten, don't take tanween and don't take kasra when they are majroor. We're going to look at those categories that we've taken throughout the book, and we're going to look at them all in one lesson all together, and the rules related to them in lesson 22, and lesson 23 is just a follow-up of that. So next week, inshallah, we'll be taking lesson 22 and 23, dealing with the various categories of words that are mamnoom and sarf. Hopefully, inshallah, for homework, everybody will be, will come, yani will do the homework, study that lesson carefully, and come prepared for the final session, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And I hope, inshallah, that you have found up until now this course as a great benefit, inshallah, and a help for you in your reading comprehension, in your listening skills, and in your dictation skills. I'm going to close by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success to myself and to each of you in everything that you try to do of good for His sake alone, in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His mercy and His favor, yani that He recognize, record, and reward, yani that He accept and reward, yani the deeds that we do purely for His sake alone, in accordance with the sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that He forgive us and pardon our shortcomings, and that He elevate our stations with Him in this world and the next life, and that He also keep us firm until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him, and that He grant us success in putting our trust and our dependence and our reliance on Him alone, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Also, we can note here that normally on Jumu'ah, we have a class in the evening before Maghrib at approximately 7 o'clock up until Maghrib. And we're going to be starting a new book. We just completed this week, walhamdulillah, yani the explanation and discussion of Shajarat al-Iman, the Tree of Faith by al-Imam Abdurrahman al-Sa'di. And next week, inshallah, we'll be starting with the book entitled At-Tawakkul by Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. May Allah protect and preserve him. And we invite everyone in our Arabic sessions to also join us on Friday evenings on the Mixlah. If you join our class, inshallah, then you'll see that we'll also provide you with a PDF file for the book and some study guides to help you to get through the course. And hopefully you will also find it beneficial, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairah.